And we're at the home of Chief Andrew Isaac, working on more interviews for his book. After a while, Alice Breen will join us. Interviewers Yvonne Yarber and Kurt Madison. We could talk about what you're doing now because you're such a busy person. You're always running around and flying here and there. And maybe you could talk about why you do that.
Well, leaders in my Athabascan Indian in Alaska. That's 62. Taranak Chief Doyoung AFN point me off to be traditional chief. I didn't know traditional, what it's mean, but my individual person ideas, traditional stuff mean hardest. Man name traditional. So many my young generation understand English. Explain me what is all word mean to me. I'm only one been spent 87 years in life today. How did I get my birth certificate? Back in 98, April 16, my daddy bring me back to Kitchenstock, big village, put now 400 Indian, Athabascan Indian too. So I'm chief, grandson. Chief Isaac, old man Chief Adam, going to die, Lick Mansfield. They point out my grandfather to in charge and his place for his people. So grandfather Chief Isaac Lee John, they moved on to Lick Mansfield. I'm pretty sure I was 14 years old. We moved down behind my grandfather's Chief Isaac. And all through my time since 14, I've been raised part of it, Lake Mansfield. Lake Mansfield, that important native village for early days. We call Tisade. Tisade, Indian language. Long time village in there. My explain in this kind working place 100 years. Our Indian people, old people tell us stories. We were young. Our old people teaching us how to make living. How to get along and show us our tribe where they stay. We got a lot of tribe stayed on Fort Yukon, even below the Fort Yukon. Our relative been stayed. Why? Because in that time, people moved to other village. And they got the family, they got the girls, age enough to marry. So they coming into other village, and some boys in the village want to marry that girl. They have to talk with the chief before they marry. That's why our relatives stretch out the country, cross the country. Even our girls married to other village, how many kids they got. Even if we stay here in Lake Mansfield, some reason we heard the news from somebody else coming into that village and find out our girls got two boys, maybe three girls. That's what our Indian teaching. To let us know how far our tribe go. That's why us Indian, we go other village, we never get stuck. We get in other village, we got room to stay. No matter week we can stay. Our cousin, our relative in that village, take us in their place and we stay there. Some people got the business to talk. We got to go individual person, ask the question. That old man tell us what the problem that we're going to talk about in that village. The thing that we want. The light up. Our old people, most people, we use our young people. Today, our young generation, education in India, makes it. Our young generation, part of it, they forget about their grandfathers, grandmothers, uncle, aunt, grandma's way. That's why a lot of problem. In my young time, my grandfathers, grandmothers, aunt, uncle, tell us stories, watching us, we get in other village. Which family we belong to. Old man coming in. We go in one house. Everybody come in. Asking us, the person that know us. What relative, what cousin, what chief under. We leave. We gotta explain right away. That's how other village people, we find out our relatives, they just like they walk out from the crowd and knew us, we belong to them. And we get along fine, long as we live in that village for a few days. Thus we are Indian teaching our young generation. So that's just the way I raise. All through my young time. I didn't know I was a young boy. I was dreaming to be here today. Just me, individual person, all over the country, Lake Mansfield, Tatchin, last turtle, Norfolk. Ulwalde Norfolk, right now his turtle, is my uncle. I got into the village. They walk out, gotta meet me. Ask me the question, I got problem to be in that village. Nowadays, every hour, boys driving, walking, drinking problem. They had a lot of problem going on. Few days ago, I hear boy fishing, got the king salmon fish, I guess, in deep net. Fish dragged him in the water, disappeared. All that stuff, what animals, strong. We got to teach our children how to handle bear if we get stuck with animal. They're teaching us if they got us, put us in trouble. They're teaching us how to use knife if we got knife. They're teaching us how to use rifle when they go after us. Us Indian telling us story. So some individual person, us Indian, we call poor person, poor boy. Don't listen his parents. Don't take care of his little people. What the problem they teach. They don't sit down, they don't listen. Probably school all the same. Some kids listen to teacher, some kids don't. I guess that the people, their law, great. Us Indians, Sam. In my time, so many old people, even old men, tell me a story. They live, how to take care of ourselves, how to keep us family up. We learn on our path. I tell many people, I go in a school board. They talk about spank kid. All my life, I don't know spank. I'm pretty rough boy, but one thing, I never get spank. I never get fight with other boys. Real fight. I never do that. All together, I really don't know. All my life, friendly, kindly with my friend. Today, worse. Like you folks, I've been passed by three persons. horrid to talk like this. Probably later on, after you finish your book, probably other person bring that book too. I don't know. So when I working with you guys, I not try to mix up my work. I want to make real story. I want to talk with you guys. Of course, at the village, probably my relatives buy the book, read it. Must be happy to see that story that I've been passed through in my time. I get along with the people. Never people argument with me. Just to talk smooth. Like I talk to you guys now. I want real other individual person see reading in this book. They must be got the problem some time ago. They forget they read it. If I speak right with Chief Isaac, been passed here too. Chief Isaac see this problem too. Not just what us Indians, we know each other. Three guys, one God. Silas Solomon, Oscar Isaac, Tancroft. We did not really know. The man know a brother, Chief Isaac, at Dashlick. He's the one, oldest than we do. I'm pretty sure they explain you right. So us Athabascan Indians, a lot of people down the river, Minto, Neenam, and the rest of the other village, they make our stories. One guy bring book. They coming in, they open and read it for me. But people, it's some young generation, they don't know what they're talking about. But the English education, their land, they make that education ideas. To put it in an Indian story. That's not the way. I want my story, what Athabascan Indian used to be doing for living, for work, treat their people, treat their old people. Athabascan Indian chief people, they watch poor people, got family, blind, crippled, lame, paralyzed. How to take care, how to live in the village to move up, hunting. I started working with the white man ever since I was 11 years, 12 years old. Some reason I was doing good job for the white man, packing, prospect, go out big game hunting for 7 years, just game hunting. That time a lot of game. Even we have enough caribou to use it. 47. That the last time we killed 7 caribou down the lake. That's the last
this
one.
Lake here?
Yeah. Shoot from other door. Run right on the lake.
Shoot right from the door?
Yeah. We killed 7 caribou down the lake.
They call that Dot Lake?
Yeah.
There's native name for that too?
Yeah. So this area, caribou country, Abraham Luke, why? Dad, old Sam, used to live in down Sam Lake. He raised his children with a caribou and moose. I do too. I raise wild meat. Us people in Alaska, we got special time for our hunting. All winter, we don't go together for trapping. We go out certain area. We go 2 family, 3 family, 4 family, 5 family. That one too. We know each other, which area we're going. Quite a few times, my young time, a lot of big family, all the food. Some area, not much keen. So the other food, they send special boy back. Where the bunch of people. Us Indian, we know, individual person, good hunting, and good to get game, that kind of person. We know which area they go. We respect, they got meat. They can kill game anytime. I used to be that person. Don't care, call with it, 70 below. Go out. Moose can hear you about a mile away. They know you come along, they run. We race with them on the snowshoes. We run them down, play them up, and we kill them. Hard to do, but we have to. That's the only way we used to get along. Fine. That's how other family, they get hard up, which people can have food to give it. Just soon one individual coming in. I used to hold load up dry meat, fat, tallow, load up, sleigh at the country to other family, help them out. We used to do that us Indian back in early day school.
When you taking that dry meat, who would dry the meat when you would take it?
Oh, well, dry meat, we got big tank, we make meat rack inside. We put the pole like it, we tie the pole like it sometime, three long pole inside the tent. My mothers cut the meat and they put it over. Before 3 days, 4 days, all top dry, they turn over. They don't live like a couple of days. They got to turn over.
What time of year?
Huh?
What time of year is this they do that?
Anytime you think you've got a chance to turn over, you get up, you turn over all of me. If they lay on the meat on the pole a couple of days in the inside the tent, they turn sour. So that's why before they sour, they turn over, and the wood side they dry off. That way they stay real good. So sometimes 3 days they live in like that, and they take them out and leave them outside the cache and put the dry meat on it, piled up, and just keep on doing. And pretty soon you've got a lot of meat piled up. Even one moose, you've got enough meat to last you more than a week. Nothing about the straight meat. We never eat no other food. In the summer, we use wild rhubarb, we use blueberry, we use all kinds of berries, canberries, blackberries, hibiscus berries, clans, what they call.
What's the last one you said?
Clans, hibiscus berries, but different size, different looking for hibiscus berries. Hibiscus berries, long river. That's easy to pick in that one. But this, what they call clans. You gotta go up the hill, high hill, and the draw. That's only area.
Is it the black one?
Yeah.
So currants, that one?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's the native name for that?
Inklet.
You can say that one more time?
Inklet. Not is. Got blackberries. Little one.
Little one?
Yeah, little one. Just black. Not is. Inklet does mean canberries. Nani Ndui, the one you talk about. Bunchy on a high leaf. And now, all week we picking after August, started picking berries. And berries, some people pick them out losses. Some people got not much in the area. Not much berry. They even save a lot of canberry. So we doing all that work for our living in the winter. In the springtime, the May, April, we got special air to go in Potomac country, what we call Big Hill. Long cabin. mosquito for Indian quick. Get some stuff. Get some stuff. Used to be a lot of native village. And near 400 some native used to live in there. They all die off. Ever since a few people left 1950, 51 or 54, we went up and then bring them down to Tanaka for the school. And that's how nobody living in Kitchenstock. Silas Solomon, he told me he got native allotment there. I find out much ago they didn't get no land over there. But the BIA, I went over with them. And they sitting, we sit in the village all day. And I talk like TV. Like this all day. What the individual person used to live there, people I know. I call their name, and right after that, week later, Silas Solomon went in, and he tell part of the story. So him and I, we raced to get Silas Solomon. Click Mansfield. Right now he stays Tanacross. Moses Thomas. He's a nephew, not nephew, uncle, and Alice Brain. Alice Spring, uncle, Moses Thomas. So, Alice's mother's Annie, Danny, she's pretty weak now, right now. She's pretty sick. Her old man, Tom Danny, they're both. And the time they gone. Used to be very healthy, but right now they pretty weak. But Alice family, you got a lot of sisters, got a lot of children, sister to sister. You got big family, Tom Denny. He just about gone now. He's pretty old.
You know, when you're talking about the different plants that you always ate meat, the only plants you ate was the wild rhubarb and all the berries. Was there ever any other plants you ate besides that?
Oh, yes. Tetlin, that's the only place to get it. Muskrat, cash, what they call. Roots, just plain white. Got to dig in the hole. Oh, I don't know. Since Kim Morton, anything Kim Morton, what? So they, I don't know how they do. Indian used to get it in the fall time. Oh, they sometimes big, double root.
Roots
white,
big around?
White, yeah.
1 inch?
Yeah. Just sometimes big ones. Some lake got good roots. They're new too. So muskrat, they pick them out in the fall, right first ice, right after they dig it up and they put on the bank. Oh, bunch of muskrat, I guess. Big in this house. They got a lot of hole like that. they're filled up with roots, green, never spoiled. They used to get in the summertime, some boys, they know where the lake got that kind of roots. They go in the water with their feet, they stepped on soft mud and they broke the leaf and they started to come out.
And just floats up by itself?
Yeah, just float up by themselves. It's all white. They pick them up by hand and put it in their pan, bring out, pack in the village, past the village. I remember us Indians, the whole camp, even 5-6 family, if we kill moose, we use stomach. We got the weed to clean them, stomach. And we leave it a good shape moose, we leave fat, stomach fat, part of it. And after that, we bring home, we cut it up, we cook them. Whole stomach, we cook them. After that, we bring a plate, whole village, every plate, we put nuts. And last kit, we take the plate, we run in the camp, then pass around. And the one fresh moose stomach, whole village. Even us kids give us a little piece. We eat.
Is that like a special treat?
Yeah, that's just what Indians used to do. My old people used to do that more. Even fish. They make it fish trap and they put the deep net every couple of hours, get 5-10 fish and take them up home. I didn't see that bucket no more. Copper bucket, but this big.
Oh, gee, 3 feet. Yeah. At least 3 feet.
Yeah. All chief people, that's all one bucket they use. They got their own individuals to cook. They got small bucket, but they use them copper bucket when they're going to give food to in the village. They use that to cook meat, duck.
So that's any time they would cook to share with everybody.
Yeah. So they, guess what used to be in the used to raise. So all that stuff other people did or explained.
So but, you talk about how they did that food back then. How do you get your fish now? You're talking about your getting your boat ready, and so what do you do now? How is it different? How you get your food and your fish?
Well, I got it ready, my boat. And got it ready, good shape, my motor. And I have to get, if I got change to get enough gas, I get enough gas to load up boat. Boys help me, and I got one boy to run boat. I teach every boy in my outfit in the river, and I motion where to go in the river. If I don't do that, you might run over to gravel, sherpin, and all that. I learned long time. I learned by old Johnny Hilly River. He's a good boatman for river. He know the river. He know mean river. He teach me quite a bit.
He's a native guy?
Yeah, native guy.
Where's he from?
Hilly Lake.
Hilly Lake?
Yeah.
And his name is just old Johnny?
Johnny Healy.
Oh, Johnny Healy.
Yeah. His chief over to his status place was Chief Healy. Chief Healy, he died. And after that, he took his status place. Oh, real nice man.
He was older than you?
Well, they do, but they die in their young time. But I'm past his age, I'm pretty sure. He's a nice guy. Friendly. All white men like him. They do work with the white men quite a bit. Hunting, boat, packing, way out in the hills, prospect like I do. And all that work, the land himself. They're not education like I do, but he doing pretty good. Which is hard work, kitchen up fur, all more than $3,000, $4,000 a year, I guess they make it with the money. Sell the fur to fur buy. They got no way to spend it. They get enough money all the time. I remember him. We worked run boat on the river. They're teaching us how to run boat when high water. So that's how I learned by him. I'm for the mile country. I don't know much river, never been around the river. We go across Potomac country. But we go down some few miles by raft, floating raft. But too big rock, poor place to have a floating raft in the river down Potomac country. Many times I hear old time Indian gold strike down Eagle, Dawson, Porter Mile, old people build skin boat, go down with skin boat. They even go down skin boat down to Tanana, by Tanana River.
Is that the miners did that, or the Indian people did that?
Oh yes, Indian people do that. No white man at the time. It's all Indian. Or chief people, sometimes they high five young guys. Sometimes old chief got more outfit, use 10 guys. Boat full. I went in one trip. Man, it's a long walk. They started May, June, July, March. Sometime in July, boat beginning to come up in the August. Ready to hit it back. And coming up halfway in September. All month of September they work. Some got their Lickman Seal, got their home. Some people pass, get down to Tetley. And some people pass, get down to Nassau. and sometime October, some people leave.
That's the time you walk both ways?
Yeah, that's a long walk.
Yeah, I remember you told that story. You were carrying that tobacco.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That time where when people went to Tanana, is that one of the times that people from up here would marry different marry people from different places?
Yes. That's what that's one main thing. It's kind of hard to explain. Like I say, the young people, they send word, or chiefs send word to individual village. So sometimes they send two guys. I remember, us Indian, we don't hide 18 to 21, even 25. It's not enough to send word. Individual person. Now, I think 45 years old, old chief used given word to send word by him to other chiefs, to other villages.
So they would just use an older person to take to send word?
Yeah.
Would they have to say something special or make a speech when they went to the other village?
Well, this guy here,